I'm talking about your foundation right now and whether or not it's up to snuff. Is it where it's supposed to be? Is it sitting how it's supposed to be? Is it doing what it's supposed to do? Parrot Structural Services can help you with any and all of those problems. If not, ParrotSS.com, Parrot Structural Services, with a helical pier system, the grout pumping, the soil stabilization, slab jacking, the wall tiebacks, all of the cool tools that they have. And the methods they can use, depending upon the kind of foundation that you have. If you have a slab, you know, a lot of times they have to drill through that slab to get down in and hit the bedrock and put that slab where it needs to be. Well, if you're dealing with a substandard company, they don't have the cool tool that lets you see what's inside the concrete. That slab is full of all kinds of stuff, electrical conduit wiring, obviously sewer lines, water lines. You don't want to drill through one of those. That would be a big problem. No, that's why they got the cool tool that lets you see what's going on right there inside the concrete. Oh, they're good. Parrot Structural Services, ParrotSS.com, 668-2626. Online at ParrotSS.com. Licensed, bonded, insured, E-Verify compliant. So 545-9950, the Birmingham Broker phone line. If you want to sound off on anything we've discussed thus far, what we have discussed thus far, Alabama pulling out of the enhanced unemployment as of June the 19th. KIV says, this is your 30-day notice to get your ass off the sofa and get to work. All right, she didn't say it that way, but still. When you do away with that extra $300 a week, it'll make a difference. It really will. People will begin to realize that these places of employment have been offering very reasonable amounts of money for the job that they are asking you to do. And there are 7.5 million of them open in the country right now. And the fact that only 225,000 people got new jobs last month is a crime, because there were 7.5 million jobs that were open. What the hell went wrong there? Oh, right, people are being paid not to work. How much sense does that make? None. So we can talk about that if you like. We can talk about the Colonial Pipeline. They say they're going to be back up by the end of the week. It appears as though the ransomware demand has come to an end. Supposedly, what was it? DarkSide, right? Some sort of Russian hacking organization, DarkSide. This may be a case of them biting off more than they can chew, you know? Anytime, you know, there are criminals who engage in small-time robberies, small-time crime, and they really only have to deal with the small-time city police department of the city in which the crime was committed. Every once in a while, you might get the state involved. But for the most part, you're dealing with just this. When you bite off more than you can chew, you accidentally trod upon the wrong toes, and suddenly the FBI comes down on you. Well, now you're like, ah, okay, sorry, never mind. That's sort of what the deal was with DarkSide. They were holding a lot of stuff for ransom. They would, you know, put a time bomb in, and they would shut everything down and say, pay us this much money within this much time, or, you know, we'll blow this up and make sure it never works again if you ever want this operating again, et cetera, et cetera. But, of course, what they weren't thinking of was, well, you've just committed a massive international crime against a pipeline that feeds the entire eastern seaboard. It's not just the FBI. It's not just the CIA, since it's international. It's Interpol. Now you've got Russian police involved. You know, everybody wants a piece of you. So they sort of backed off real quick and went, never mind, no ransom necessary. We're sorry. Let's just pretend this never happened. And now the unrolling of the opening is happening, and it's moving slowly. It's taking place, but it is taking its time. So you may run across some gas lines. You may run across people who are, you know, trying to stock up, which is silly. How often are you gassing up your vehicle, man, that you need to have more by the weekend? It's Tuesday, right? It seems to me like if you gas up, you should be okay through Sunday, Monday, I'd like to think. If you're gassing up your vehicle, what?
I got to gas up twice a week for my commute.
Well, that's so right. You live on the other side of the sun, though.
I do.
You're a rare bird. You're unusual. But the good news is that the pipeline hasn't hit Jasper yet, so you're okay.
I'm not even in Jasper anymore. I'm in Cordova.
You're not in danger there. Nobody cares. So all the gas, you're getting all the gas you need out there. Don't shut Cordova off. Nobody cares about them. Anyway, So we can talk about that. We can talk about gas lines. We can talk about how David lives on the other side of the sun. The Pfizer vaccine getting emergency authorization for use on adolescents, largely giving teachers' unions no good reason whatsoever to continue to demand that schools remain shut down. The U.S. actually fired warning shots at Iranian boats in the Strait of Hormuz the other day. True story. They actually fired warning shots at Irani, but what you had was some of these little speedster boats, you know, these little they're inflatable boats, the kind of thing that blew up the USS Cole all those years ago. But they came charging at a U.S. destroyer that was escorting a nuclear submarine through the Strait of Hormuz. And they got within 150 yards, maybe 140 yards, something like that. And they were told in no uncertain terms, back off. You don't want to be a part of this. And they wouldn't back off. And so warning shots were fired across the bow. They say 30 warning shots were fired. And then the Iranians turned around and left. Look, here's the thing. If we ever actually engaged in a naval battle with Iran, it would be over before it started. All right? Because they just don't have enough boats, they don't have enough men, they don't have enough know-how. They at one time had this massive army, but just having bodies and guns isn't enough. A, you have to have training. B, you have to have other equipment. You know, one of the reasons why you'd hear about these things, when we would have a skirmish with ISIS, you know, in Syria or in Iraq, and it'd be like, 37 ISIS members dead, 2 U.S. troops wounded. Really? We killed 37 of them and only 2 of our guys got? Well, number one, we hit what we aim at. And number two, our guys have body armor. They don't have body armor. You know, their idea of an army vehicle, a military vehicle, is basically a pickup truck with a 50 caliber bolted down in the back of it. That's as good as they get. So, yeah, they get shot up a lot. They die a lot, martyred, as far as they're concerned. So, you know, these guys, they're charging. I think they're trying to play a game of intimidation or whatever. Something which you might remember they didn't do under Donald Trump. They decided that that would be a bad idea. They thought, he's crazy enough, he'd actually just blow us up. Yeah, sure enough, he would, guaranteed. Now they think maybe under Biden they'll get a different set of rules. So there's that's going on. And then there's this story. This is the story that really... Boy, if it doesn't rock your world, it sure ought to. Tom Cruise has handed back his 3 Golden Globes in protest at a lack of diversity among the body that runs the glittering annual Hollywood Awards. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association doesn't have a single black member. By the way, they haven't had a single black member in 20 years, and somehow someone just noticed it. So now, woke Hollywood is like, NBC, we're not carrying this. We refuse to carry your program. How is this different from the other 19 years? You want to explain to me why? We didn't have any black members last year. You didn't have a problem with it then. Year before that, didn't have a problem. All the way back to 2001, didn't have a single black member. Nobody cared. Now suddenly it's a big deal. We have to revise and change things around. First off, the Golden Globes, almost any one of these... award shows where they, you know, an industry pats itself on the back holds very little interest for me. I don't care who won Golden Globes. Golden Globes mean less than nothing to me. I'm sure they mean a lot to the people who win them. I just don't care. I care even less about the Hollywood Foreign Press Organization and the racial makeup of their membership. I imagine if they're the foreign press, one would assume that they come from foreign countries. Is that a safe assessment? And they work, of course, where? In Hollywood. So they're the ones who are covering Hollywood for foreign countries. Yeah. And they're... Which foreign countries do you suppose are doing the most coverage of Hollywood? I know they love our movies in China, and they love our movies in Japan. Those are two things you can be assured of. They love American culture, pop culture, probably Korea. And then what else? Europe, right? Russia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe. and yet not a single black member. Huh, I'll be damned. So you would think at least that the Hollywood foreign press person coming from Sweden would be black, right? Oh, wait, no. There are no black people in Sweden. How about Norway? No. Netherlands? No. Holland? No. Denmark? No. Scandinavian countries, right out. We have a swarthy member from Spain. Does that count? No, he's not black. The dirty little secret is there hasn't been a black member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association in 20 years. And only now, and nobody had, when Tom Cruise won his 3 Golden Globes, there weren't any black members. He didn't reject them then. It just got woke. Hollywood just got woke. And it's such a joke. It's hard to take it seriously. Well, if you're so righteously indignant, where was your righteous indignation in 2005? Where was it in 2010, 2011, 2014, 2018, 2019, last year? Where was your righteous indignation? Or were you just too busy collecting the awards? 545-9950, 844-455-9950. You want to talk about any of those things? I've got them for you. Talk995, talk995.com, back in a flash. Wonder who he could be talking about. Could it be Satan? 218 talk995 talk995.com. Look, there are a handful of things that I just will not do. Like, I don't mind buying stuff from Amazon and having it delivered. I generally know what I'm getting, right? But like, I will not generally buy shoes online. Why? Because my feet are weird. Sometimes they're 12, sometimes they're 13. I've got a couple of pairs of 14s that fit me perfectly. I have to try the shoes on. I have to be in the place with the shoes and put them on, okay? We have a mail-in prescription thing for our you know, whatever drugs we're getting with our insurance carrier. And I don't use it. I get my prescriptions filled at the local pharmacy. And I'll tell you why. Because if they send me the wrong stuff or they send me the wrong number, I have very little recourse. Everything has to be done through the mail. It has to be done through online and whatever. So I can just go to my pharmacy and I can go, you gave me the wrong, this isn't the right stuff. That's important to me to make sure that I got the right stuff. Well, you know, if you're doing your mortgage through some big national company and you're having to do everything through a portal online, it's time to change the game. Get Weber Mortgage on board. They're local. And you're talking face-to-face with the person who's going to be handling your mortgage, dealing with your mortgage brokers, so they can figure out the best possible way to get you where you want to go with ideas that you'd never even thought of, things that you had never even considered as a possibility. They will bring up because they do, 150 mortgages a week? You do one every 5 years, 10 maybe. Look, Weber Mortgage, live and in person, human beings sitting down across the table, masks, no masks, out to lunch, whatever it is you want to do. You're dealing with a local human being who is very empathetic to your situation and wants to help and will. All you need to do is give them a chance. Weber Mortgage, 270-5550. 270-5550. Weber, with one B, webermortgage.com. NMLS number 219938. All right, let's get to the stuff that we have not yet addressed, touched upon. A couple of things I think are interesting. This one out of Michigan. There is a lawyer who represents an Antrim County, Michigan resident, a voter. His name is William Bailey. The voter's name is William Bailey. And the attorney for William Bailey says he has done some research and has looked through the Antrim County voter rolls and the Antrim County voting and couldn't help but come to a conclusion that anybody would come to under these circumstances. The recount in December tallied 15,962 ballots. 15,962 ballots. Only 14,901 votes were shown in the Michigan Secretary of State's database. 1,061 votes just appeared from out of nowhere. 1,061 votes. Antrim County's not a huge county, but it's, you know, it's a decent, you know, 15,962 ballots is not a small amount. It turns out, by the way, Trump won Antrim County. It's a Republican county in the northern portion of Michigan. But, of course, he lost the state of Michigan by 150,000 votes. 1,061 in this one county, approximately 1/15 of the votes counted. We can't figure out where they came from. And so he says, we need a full-scale forensic audit on Antrim County. We need to dig in and look closer and see what the situation here is. Remember, I told you at the time, I told you shortly after the election when it, you know, I said that there's a very, very narrow window for Trump. There's a lot of hoops that would have to jump through, a lot of stuff that would have to line up for him to actually come out on top in this situation. But the interesting thing is, down the line, people are going to write books about this. Down the line, people are going to do research. You might remember when we had the Florida recounts in the year 2000 that everyone on the left was like, this isn't the end of this. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll have answers for you. We're going to prove that this was stolen in the Supreme Court and blah, blah, blah. And then a whole cabal of journalists from the left, Boston Globe really leading the charge here, went down to Florida. They did, in fact, conduct a full recount. And guess what? George Bush won. That's why you never heard about it again. Oopsie. Counting every legal vote, George Bush won, and by more than they thought he did originally. This is not going to be the case. We start doing a dig through. I suspect we're going to come across an awful lot of votes that are just like these in Antrim County. We can't figure out how these votes found their way into the system, and how strange, they're all for Joe Biden, huh? Mark the Cop is on a cell phone with questions about Iran. Mark, I got 1 minute. It's all yours. Go, man.
Two questions, Richard. Okay. I was listening to you a minute ago about the Iranian situation, and I couldn't help but wonder, has the Navy thanked the Iranians for the gunnery practice?
It was just warning shots. They didn't actually shoot the boats, although the temptation was probably pretty strong.
It takes good aim to miss when you're trying.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, that talk show host that wrote that column yesterday that you were talking about, what was his name again?
Talk show. Oh, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root. He's a brilliant columnist. He's an okay talk show host. I've heard some of his podcasts. He's a terrible guest, which is why I won't have him on my show. But I'll read his stuff. He's quite astute politically, and I like his stuff. Thank you, Mark. I got to run. I appreciate the call. It is First News time once again. So we'll get to that, then we'll come back. I promise, no food news? That, like, never happens on this show. We have to talk about food eventually, right? Maybe next. Stick around. Good news. They've taken the thunder out of the forecast for today. Originally, the rain was going to start around 3. Then they moved it back to 5. Now they moved it back to 9, and they took the storms out. Just rain. Not that we need more rain, but, you know, getting the storms taken out is a good thing because we've had more than our fill of those recently, and it tends to freak a lot of people out, so it's nice that they have made those go bye-bye. Just when you thought we couldn't have another entry into the chicken sandwich wars, I'll tell you about it after I remind you that Mr. Bugs is the best pest control company on the planet. Why? Well, 40 years of experience has a lot to do with it. The fact that they've kept their rates low. They have long-term employees, which means you get the same tech every time. You don't have to explain everything over and over and over again. I've had Dave for 2 years, better than 2 years. He comes and takes good care of me. Going on 3 years now. Moved across two different houses. I was like, I don't want to change my tech, and I still have Dave. They're like, yeah, no problem. I love that about them. Takes care of the furry rodents as well. And, yeah, mosquito reduction after this rain moves out of here tomorrow. You might want to give them a call and see if they can't come out, treat your place, and reduce the number of mosquitoes or the amount of mosquitoes that you're dealing with. That's what Mr. Bugs is all about. MRBUGGS.com on the World Wide Web. 844-MR-BUGS if you're statewide. 844-MR-BUGS with two G's, of course. And then, 900-3433. Ask about their turf management program to greenify your lawn to make it absolutely gorgeous. People who have rave about it. That is Mr. Bugs, MRBUGGS.com, MrBugs.com. They know what bugs you. Pilot Flying J, which used to be two different things. There were Pilot truck stops and there were Flying J truck stops. Now they're Pilot Flying J truck stops. Why? One of them bought the other. A merger took place. Whatever. Anyway, they have now introduced the new Southern chicken sandwich and the new spicy chicken sandwich because everybody's got to get in on the chicken sandwich wars. Mm-hmm. Southern chicken sandwich, freshly cooked crispy chicken breast filet topped with dill pickles and served on a brioche bun. You can now enjoy as is or choose from a variety of add-on condiments to dress it up. Then the spicy chicken sandwich, a spicy twist on the chicken sandwich. Same deal, but topped with pepper jack cheese and chipotle ranch for an extra kick and the right amount of heat. Greek chicken wraps, smoked turkey and bacon wraps, you know, for those truckers who are watching their weight. It's hard to remember that there are places other than Buc-ee's when it comes to gigantic, convenience stores. Pilot Flying J, Love's, they're still out there. Does Love's ever do anything interesting with food? Not that I know of.
They have a fresh fruit bar. They try to be healthy. And then they also have, like, the rolling hot dog thing.
No wonder we never hear about them. A fresh fruit bar. Screw that. Who
I
needs
know.
That?
You don't want. You, they got watermelon and cantaloupe and all sorts of good stuff.
I adore fruit. I really do. I'm having to battle myself because I'm still trying to keep the carbs to a minimum during the week. And I have to stop myself from, like, just running into Publix and buying one of those huge bowls of fruit because, oh, God, I love them. General Mills has come up with a new Chex Mix. Just what we needed, a new Chex Mix. Well, actually, we really did kind of need this one. White cheddar. White cheddar Chex Mix. White cheddar may as well be crack in my world. You put white cheddar on almost anything.
Cheez-Its.
You know, the white cheddar popcorn, right? I love that.
Yeah.
And then around Christmas time, Utz came out with these snowballs, which were basically just, they were cheesy poofs, but with white cheddar instead of the orange cheddar. And I went through about three, maybe four bags of those during the Christmas season.
Wow.
I know, and they're big bags too, man.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yeah. Lifetime supply of those bad boys. Because I really got depressed when the season ended and I was like, where are the white things? They don't. All right, snowballs. That was Christmas. Never mind.
But
so this features a white cheddar flavored mix of corn Chex, round pretzels, rye crisps, wheat Chex, square pretzels, and squiggle breadsticks. Do you have a favorite piece of the Chex Mix, by the way, David?
I'm a rye chip guy. Love the rye chips.
I like the rye chips, too. You and I would have to fight. We would have a fight over the rye chips. I'll take a squiggle breadstick, but still, you know, the corn Chex, the wheat Chex, they're just sort of window dressing, even though that's what the mix is named after. If I could have a bag of those rye chips, count me in. Same with Gardetto's, you know?
You know they've got all rye chips stuff now.
They do?
Yeah. From Chex Mix?
Sign me up. Where all do right. I get it?
I've just seen it at gas stations.
Hmm. Pilot Flying J, no doubt. Because Love's is too healthy to have that crap. you know, they've really gone crazy on the Chex Mix. They've learned from Oreo, right? They're just kind of like, how many different flavors can we put out? We've got the regular Chex Mix. Now we're going to get the bold and spicy Chex Mix. Hey, what else can we do? How about cheddar cheese? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's have cheddar cheese. Why don't we do a hot one? You know, people like hot stuff. Oh, you know what we should do? We should put peanuts in there. Yeah, let's have one with peanuts. Just regular with peanuts, and then we'll make a hot one with peanuts. Well, okay, you're not going to make a bold and spicy one. We'll do that, too. And then you know what we should do? We should put, like, some chocolate in there. You do, like, a Mississippi Mud Pie Chex Mix because people like the sweet and the salty. Pretty soon you go to the cracker aisle, and there's, like, two boxes of crackers and a whole row of this Chex Mix.
Don't be knocking the Muddy Buddy Chex Mix now. That is some good stuff.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying there's just at what point do they stop? When are
never,
we gonna, are we just
never.
We're just going to allow Chex to take over? Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Chex is going to slowly rule the world. They moved into the Sudetenland, and they're eyeing Austria right now. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I'm
here's
a little
the problem,
concerned.
Though. They've got to deal with the Oreo Empire. So, I mean, obviously those two are going to have to collide.
I don't think that they're going to end up getting into the cookie aisle, but you never can tell. The cookie and the cracker aisle, in some places, are the same thing, you know. Sometimes you'll have the cookies on one side, the crackers on the other. Other times, they just have a seamless blend from the cookies
they
right
the
into
name
the
Caucasian.
Cracker.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. Captain D's. Would you trust Captain D's to cook you a lobster? I don't know. There's stuff that I just... I know. I talked about this experiment some time ago, and it's a fascinating experiment to me. Because they had two groups of people, and they sent them through the exact same buffet, not at the same time. Group A, they sent through the buffet. This was in Vegas. They sent through the buffet. They charged them $8 for it. Group B, they sent through the buffet, same buffet, later. They charged them $12. The people who paid $8 said it was kind of a, you know, low-end buffet. It was sort of what they expected for $8. The people who paid $12 felt like they were getting a really good deal, that this was a great buffet, and that it was, you know, it was a value for them, that the $12 was like they were getting away with something. And I thought that was interesting because the only thing that changed was the price. The buffet was exactly the same. So shrimp is one of those things we've kind of been programmed to expect it to be expensive, right? You go out to a seafood restaurant and you order shrimp, and it's going to be one of the costlier items on the menu. If you go to a place that doesn't specialize in seafood, shrimp tends to be kind of expensive. Lobster is even higher on the food chain, you know? Crab and lobster and shrimp, these tend to be sort of costly items. Not terribly costly, but more expensive than, you know, a hot dog. So when Captain D's starts offering up, or Popeyes, they'll do this occasionally, be like, 8 shrimp for $5.99. What? I had 8 shrimp the other night. It cost me $18. And that wasn't even at a good place. I mean, how am I getting... Now, they may be perfectly good shrimp. I don't know. Because I refuse to eat them because I think they're not charging enough. Am I just stuck up? Is that what the problem is? Am I a snob? Am I a seafood snob? Is that what's going on here?
That's what I'm hearing right now. You're like, oh, it's Captain D's. I look down upon it.
Right.
Long John Silver's? More like, no.
How about if it were Major D's? Well, I might be more excited about it. Colonel D's would really have
Admiral,
me going, but Captain
Admiral D's?
Admiral D's, now you've got my attention. Count me in. Listen to this. Crab cake, fish, and shrimp meal. It's a crab cake prepared with one piece of batter-dipped fish. Generic fish. I love that. They don't tell you what kind. 4 crispy butterfly shrimp, all served with your choice of 2 sides and hush puppies, $5.99.
That's a deal right there, my friend.
It is, but it also makes me feel like, where are you getting this seafood? Is this somebody's seconds? Is this the seafood that Red Lobster turned away? What's going on here?
Richard, if you're having to ask, just go ahead and avoid it, you know?
Lobster bites...
Obviously, lobster, too classy for you.
Lobster bites, fish, and shrimp meal. 4 pieces of North Atlantic lobster bites. Okay, so that's like Maine, right? With batter-dipped fish, plus 4 butterfly shrimp, served with your choice of 2 sides and hush puppies, $5.99. Lobster. You're getting lobster plus shrimp plus some unnamed fish, a fish to be named later, for $5.99 and a pick from next year's roster. No, that's just... It's one of those deals where I look at it and go, so either we've been paying way too much for seafood all this time, or I'm on the right track and it's a terrible idea to eat this food from Captain D's. I don't know. Is there a Captain D's fan out there? Can somebody enlighten me? I think I ate at Long John Silver's a couple of times. I don't know that I've ever eaten at Captain D's.
See, my dad and I like to go there. It's got good – he likes to get in the fried – basically fish and chips meal.
Mm-hmm.
I go with the grilled fish. It's I mean, it's delicious for what it is. You're paying like $10 for seafood. So that meal and a Coke, you know, it's a good deal for what you get.
Give me a fried seafood platter, baby. Give me the whole seafood platter. Everything on there. Now, I mean, I'll probably throw the clams or oysters away because I don't really like them. Even fried,
I will eat those for you.
Okay.
I will sacrifice that.
You'll throw yourself on the lobster.
I will
on
take
the oysters.
That grenade for you.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you for that. Hey, Governor Ivey, not alone in the South. Governor Bill Lee has opted Tennessee out of the federal unemployment supplement as well. which is just the right thing to do because we in the South are really suffering from this, more so than I think the rest of the country, although I think a lot of the country is having problems. You won't see this happen in some of the northern states. I guarantee it. They will not do it in some of the northern liberal states. But you're going to see it down here in the South where we say, get off your ass, get back to work, boys. The gravy train is over. 2:43 back at a flash. Richard Dixon, Talk995, talk995.com. Hey, hey, hey. Talk995, talk995.com. Work Trucks is downtown at 2324 3rd Avenue South. If you are a business owner, a business decision maker, and it is your job to track down the next work truck for your business, you'd be crazy not to include Work Trucks in your lineup. Why? Because Work Trucks scours the country, finds the best of the best, brings them here, puts them through a 120-point inspection, makes sure that they're up to snuff, up to speed, put new tires on some of them, do the brakes on some of them, new glass on some of them. You know, they'll do whatever it takes to make sure that they have got a quality item that can move off their lot. Then they put them on the lot at a great low price and outfit them the way you like. You can trade, you can finance, you can get an extended warranty. They do it all at Work Trucks, and you can take a look at their inventory right now. It's as near as your computer. Work Trucks with an XLLC.com. Work Trucks with an XLLC.com. There is a reason why Work Trucks is the Southeast number one pre-owned work truck dealer. It's because they're so doggone good at what they do, and they've been doing it in the same location for 30 years. Work Trucks, they are all about trucks. Fast Eddie is on a cell phone. Fast Eddie, you're on Talk 99.5, the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's on your mind, man?
Greetings, Commander Dixon. I hope you're having a great day.
I'm doing A-OK.
You missed one on the Captain D's thing, and actually it's one of my go-tos. Number seven on the menu is a 15-piece shrimp plate with two sides and hush puppies for, I believe, $7.69 plus tax.
Now these shrimp, are they full size? Are they popcorn? What are we talking about here?
No, they're full size.
Full size shrimp, as full sized as shrimp get, of course. You know,
pretty much.
That's a good deal. I mean, all I got to figure is it's got to be volume, right? Is that what it is? They're just buying it in volume.
Pretty much, because I have a weird stigma about certain places. I mean, one of my go tos as far as going out for seafood is salmon. And ever since I started buying the whole side of salmon at Sam's Club and some of the other different retailers and wholesalers, I can't buy it in restaurants anymore.
Because you've had the real deal.
Well, no, because I will buy a full side for around $27, $35, mm-hmm. which is enough to feed four people or me for a day and a half. And I will let that go in the oven, and then lo and behold, you go to a restaurant where it's an 8-ounce piece with two sides or whatever for around $19. I'm going, I can't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Captain D's thing. There's just been a stigma on Captain D's and Long John Silver's for years, and they constantly work to make their stuff better. Where to me, it's actually the shrimp plate is one of the go-tos, like I started out with. By the way, I am Barracuda.
Yeah. Barracuda, I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you, Fast Eddie. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
And the heads up. You know, I figure I'm not concerned about the cooking because I honestly believe that if you deep fry anything, it's probably, while not healthy, it's probably relatively germ-free at that point, right? I mean, it's been in a vat of boiling oil. That's as sterile as you can get, I would think. So I'm not concerned about that. It's just the quality. And I'm pleased and proud to have contributed to the stigma that Captain D's and Long John Silver's are suffering from. Bad wreck on 65 South, just after Daniel Payne Drive. A wrecked semi is blocking all but one lane of traffic. Ooh, baby. That'll make a mess of things coming south on 65 if you are north of the city. Thank God I don't have to go in that direction today. That makes me very happy. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry about that, and hope that the driver of that semi is okay and everybody is okay, and we'll get it straightened out and everybody will be on their way. Baskin-Robbins has added new 2021 graduation cakes, including a little ice cream cake that has a mortarboard on it. It's so cute. And one that looks like a rolled-up diploma. Mm-hmm. You can even get a photo cake. Personalized photo of the grad, their school, or a special memory from the past to show off how far they've come. Adorable. Thank you, Baskin-Robbins, for going above and beyond the call of duty. And, you know, we talk all the time about the Blizzard. I'm a big Blizzard fan. The McFlurry, McDonald's response to the Blizzard, thinking that maybe they could get some peace on that. Obviously, the Frosty, well thought of, well received, but not in the same league as the Blizzard or the McFlurry because, you know, there's no pieces, there's no cookies, there's no fudge, there's no nothing that's mixed into that. But we don't really talk about the Sonic Blast. The Sonic Blast is exactly what the Blizzard is. That's all it is. It's their ice cream, their soft serve ice cream, mixed up with whatever the hell you want to put in it. It operates as basically the same thing. It's their version of this, and we don't really talk about it that much. There was a time when Sonic was kind of king of desserts in my world. If I wanted something, because I was nowhere near a Dairy Queen, if I wanted something ice cream-wise, I would make the trek to Sonic because it was just up the road from me. Well, here we go with a couple of new flavors. Are you ready for this? Cheesecake Blast and the new Strawberry Cheesecake Blast. Yeah, sweet and creamy cheesecake and buttery graham cracker pieces mixed into the brand's real ice cream, topped with even more real cheesecake and graham cracker pieces. And then the Strawberry Cheesecake Blast takes the Cheesecake Blast and swirls in real strawberries. So if you know somebody who's allergic to strawberries and lactose intolerant and you don't like them very much, you could kill them with this. It's just where my mind goes.
Of course you would go there.
Is that wrong? Or take them to Captain D's, and they could just die of shame. I kid. People, Fast Eddie loves Captain D's. Eats there all the time. He knows the numbers of the. There's not a single fast food place where I could be like the number six is this. I don't have that knowledge. I feel like I'm behind somehow. I want that knowledge. I need to start boning up. All right, that's it for me. I am out of here. Leland Live comes your way next, and we'll be here until 7. I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Talk at you then. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Bye-bye now.